Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
I am going to scare every single person listening and everyone in the studio.
Really?
Yes.
With what?
All I want you to do
is... You're
going to
get naked.
Yeah, no. You're not that lucky. All you have to do is think about the password you guys have when you have your passwords on your computer. Do you use like one password for multiple sites? Like you have one that's maybe more common than others. Mm-hmm. I do because
my memory is so bad that if you log into so many different things, I tend to or variations of this of a similar password.
Okay, so take the password that you have and think of it and just make a note how many characters it is.
Okay. The common one or any of them?
Just pick a password that you don't want people to have.
Okay.
So how many characters are in the word? Mm-hmm. So if your password is snow, that's four characters.
Right.
If it's snow 404, that's 7 characters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Can you write this down?
You don't have to. Just have it in your head how many characters it is.
Okay.
And then whether or not your password is uppercase or lowercase.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
What if it's no case?
It has to be one case.
Lowercase or uppercase?
What if it's a number password?
Oh, then
if it's all numbers?
Yeah, then it's lowercase. So, Wendy, how many characters is your password?
6.
And is it all lowercase or all numbers?
All lowercase and all numbers.
It would take a hacker 5 minutes.
Whoa.
To hack your password and get into your account.
How so?
They would use a program. It's called a brute force attack, and there are programs you can get for free on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And the program would just guess repeatedly words and number combinations and just launch them at your account until it gets through. And an average computer running on a high-speed internet connection would be 5.15 minutes.
And it has nothing to do with Wendy or the numbers that are significant in her life?
Nope.
It's just a random formula.
Yes.
Wow.
And then Melissa, yours?
It's almost like cheating. Like they're using a program to hack. Like you can't brag about that. If you're the person that created that program, you can brag. But anyway.
But if you're just applying
it, you're a lazy hacker. 7. And in lowercase.
All lowercase? 2.2 hours.
A little longer than 5 minutes.
Dang.
Jen?
Change my password.
10.
Yours is 10 characters long.
Uh-huh.
And all lowercase or upper and lower?
All lowercase.
4.5 years.
Oh.
So yours is safer.
Tsunami.
4.5 years?
Yep. Now I will tell you, Wendy, yours is...
And here's the other question I have. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
If you have letter and number combinations, is it harder?
Yes, it's more difficult.
Okay.
The best.
Because I think I read that somewhere, that it's better if you have numbers and letters.
Combo.
Well, some things that you log into
that only make sense to you.
Mm-hmm. It gives you it says weak or strong. Like I'm trying to think of some sites where it tells you if it's a good one or not.
The best passwords will contain either one capital letter or a symbol, like the at symbol or the number sign or something like that. And this is how it would improve your password. Wendy, you said yours are 6 characters.
Mm-hmm.
Yours would go from 5 minutes to 8.5 days if you just put one capital letter in there or one symbol.
So most people use lowercase.
Yep. Melissa, yours would go from 2.5 hours to 2.5 years.
Wow. Okay.
Jen, yours would go from 4.5 years to 2 millennia.
If I added a capital letter.
A capital letter or a symbol.
That's so smart.
Now.
I'm going to go through and change them today.
Mm-hmm.
This list right here. Ready?
Oh, yeah.
So if we have it, I'll do this list real quickly so we can.
Because you know who this applies to even more than our generation. Because I'm not as freaked out by, you know, doing operations online or whatever, but our parents are totally freaked out. Anytime I get some sort of hacker warning or, you know, something like that, it's from my parents.
Now, don't you obviously don't admit anyone in this room if this is your password until you have a chance to change it. But this hacker guy says that if your password is your partner's name, your child's name, your pet's name, any of those followed by a 0 or a 1, the last four digits of your social security number, 1234 or 123456, your city, your college, or your football team name, your date of birth, your partner's date of birth, or one of your children's date of birth, or any of the following words: password, God, money, love, or let me in. Mm-hmm. All is one word. Then you fall into the same category as 20% of the population. And there are programs that will search for that information and generate it. And one out of five accounts, they get in with that.
Wow. Whoa. You're kidding.
So I'll put all this information up online.
So it needs to be completely random.
Yes.
The problem is people forget that. Most people use those because they remember it. You
and
know?
I remember I started, it was like 3 years, I think, I've been working with Georgia's Own Credit Union.
Yeah.
And I remember they made me choose a password that had a capital letter in it and like multiple numbers. And I was so annoyed because I had the same password I used for everything else. And I was like, oh, come on, I'm never going to remember this. And now that I read this, I'm like, that's smart.
Yeah, wow. Very smart.
Very smart. After reading this, I went back and changed other accounts to be more in line with what they do.
Mm-hmm. And so is this the same thing that hackers are running, the same program? Or are there a bunch of different kinds of programs?
There's multiple versions of the same program that you can download.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm going to have to change some passwords today.
Freak you out.
Yeah, that'll totally freak you out.
Yeah, 5 minutes, Wendy. 5 minute Wendy.
The Burt Show.